Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
63017.
Thank you. And you said that was 63017?
Yes.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Last name is Wilson. First name is Fatma, F as in Frank, A-T-M-A.
Thank you. And there will be one moment as I do see if I can locate that.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And so that I can make sure I've located the correct account, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
14471 Bantry Lane, number 26, Chesterfield, 63017, Missouri.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
Okay. I had ordered some stuff at Christmas from Amazon, and I got them, and two of them I returned. Everything's cool. Then I start seeing these charges on my account, and I went to the bank, and I said, well, what are these charges for? And she said, well, we'll put a stop on your card, my debit card, which they did. And then they told me they would look into it. I don't know what did I order from you all? Because the only things that I ordered have been paid for, and then I got these little ditzy things that you only pay for the shipping and handling and nothing else.
I
don't know. I'm a little confused. So if you wouldn't, and then the bank just sent me a letter saying, the reoccurring nature of these transactions, you will need to contact PureMax and the other ones, On Point Jewelry and SmartFitSports.com. And I am just totally, I'm having a blank period here. So if you wouldn't be kind enough to look up my name, what did I get from PureMax, I guess, Performance, P-E-R-F? Which is your phone number.
So, yes, what I'm showing.
Go ahead.
So, yes, what I'm showing is that there would have been a welcome gift offered of a pulse oximeter, and it would have stated that you'd pay for the shipping of the welcome gift to, and by
which
accepting
I did.
The, and in the terms and conditions, it would have stated that you, by accepting the welcome gift, you would be signing up for the Gadgets Club, where you would pay $54.97 a month and receive a $125 gift card to the Gadgets Club.
Oh, no. I'll send back the oximeter. I didn't even open the box because I am not paying. Number one, I don't have enough to pay for something like that. I needed an oximeter. And I said, oh, my, I didn't really need one. I'll do that. But I will send it back. If you all tell me where to send it back to, I'll be delighted to send it back because I just cannot pay for it. And I don't want my credit being ruined saying I bought something and I'm not paying for it. You know, I guess I can't put the blame on you all because I didn't read the fine print. That's on me, not on you all. So I never would have signed up for something like that. I can't afford anything like that. I could barely afford the $7.99 or whatever it was, shipping charges. So tell me where to send it back to, and I'll be glad to do that. It's never been used, so I'll just stick it back in the mail. So
that's sorry,
all
I
can
say. We're not able to accept returns, and the $54.97 wasn't for the oximeter. It was for the Gadgets Club membership.
No,
however,
no,
since you have stated that you have filed a dispute with your bank, We would need them to call and drop the dispute before we can issue any type of refund.
Okay, I don't want, well, you know what? I don't want Gadget, I don't even know what the heck a Gadgets Club is. I mean, you know, I'm an old lady. I've got more gadgets than I care to admit. So, so what do I do to get rid of all this? Because my bank, obviously, I put it on my debit card, and my bank said, you know, we need to tear up that debit card, which they did. So, I don't know what to do. What should I do to eliminate my name from the Gadget Club, whatever that is? So, tell me what to do.
Yes, I can definitely get the account canceled to prevent all future charges.
Please, please do. Please do.
Yes, I have got the account canceled, so there will be no future charges.
Okay. And I think this one already, the charges that I showed my bank, it had already cleared my account. So, I'll look it up. I've got it written down here somewhere, the charges. So does that settle it with you all, the Pure Max Performance, whatever, company, I guess? So we're cool. I mean, I don't want to be saying that I'm not paying for what I got. So what else can I do to rectify this situation? Should
yes,
I call my bank and say it's done?
Has already been paid.
Okay, then. So we're good. We're not going to do anything else. No more payments coming out from my account, obviously.
Correct. The account has been canceled, so there will be no future charges.
Okay, good. Good. So I don't even know how much it was, like $59, $39. Those were the charges that were taken out of my account. So we won't have any more charges to this, to my old account, obviously. Is that right?
Correct. The
do I need to do anything else? Okay, good. So I don't have to do anything else with your company, correct? Just say stupid, read the fine print next time. You know, it'll be fine.
We have canceled the account, so there will be no future charges. And we'd be more than happy to issue a refund. However, we would have to hear from the bank that they would drop the dispute before we are able to do that.
Okay. Okay, so I'll tell my bank to get in touch with you all through your phone number, and they will, and you all will take care of the rest. Okay? And should I send the oximeter back? What should I do?
Sir, returns.
Okay. Okay. But it's in the box. If y'all change your minds, I didn't even open it because I haven't even opened it. I just thought it was nice to have something like that in the house. But anyway, okay. So I'll call my bank and tell them to get in touch with you all and then go from there. Okay? But I wanted to make sure that I didn't have any more charges coming in and I didn't sign up for something for the next 10 years or something by not reading the... I have three more people I have to call about this because I'm like, oh my God, I don't know who these people are. Well, anyway, served me right. Okay, well, I thank you so much for your help. So I guess the next thing is for my bank to get in touch with you all. We'll go from there. Okay. Can I give you an account number, like my checking account? I don't know what to do. Would it be easier? What is easier for you all?
I do apologize. We're not able to make outbound calls, so we would have to have the bank call us.
Okay. Okay. I'll make sure they do that. I'll stop by tomorrow and talk to them. Okay. I thank you very much for your understanding. I just, you know, I need to read the fine print, I guess. You know, anyway, I thank you so much. I'll have my bank get in touch with you all then. Okay?
Well, you're very welcome. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service.
Oh.
And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Great. Thank you so much. You've been so helpful to me. Thank you very much. You have a great day, too.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.